It's WNYC's Financial 411, our take on the economic news of the day. Investors got their chance to tell the world what they thought about Steve Jobs' latest health leave of absence from Apple. When the NASDAQ reopened after being closed for yesterday's holiday, Apple's stock fell nearly 4%. It ended the day at $341 a share, down $8. Apple will release its earnings at 5 o'clock. Another company announcing profits today is Citigroup. The bank says it made $1.3 billion in the last quarter of 2010. It's the first time the bank has posted an annual profit since 2007, when Vikram Pandit became CEO. Pandit told employees he expected 2010 would be remembered as the year Citi turned the corner. The Dow Jones gained 51 points to close at 11,838. The S&P 500 was up 2 points, closing at 1,295. The NASDAQ ended the day at 2,766, up 11 points. And a cable company has obtained permission from federal regulators to become majority owner of NBC Television. The Federal Communications Commission gave Comcast the green light to take over NBC Universal, which had been owned by General Electric. Comcast is the country's largest cable provider. The $13.8 billion deal has been in the works for months. Only one of the FCC's five commissioners voted no. Next, Comcast needs the approval of the Justice Department. That approval is expected later today. Regulation is the word of the day in business news. President Obama says he wants to streamline regulations, particularly for small businesses. In an op-ed in today's Wall Street Journal, he says he wants to root out regulations that conflict, that are not worth the cost, or that are just plain dumb. This month also marks the six-month anniversary of the president signing into law the financial regulatory bill known as Dodd-Frank. And Wall Street's biggest lobbying group today says it's pushing to make sure the new rules don't hamstring the financial sector's ability to generate revenue and profits. Tim Ryan is the president of the Securities Industry and Financial Markets Association.
We are very focused on getting it right.
Dozens of governmental agencies are currently working on writing these new rules. To talk more about where we are with financial regulation, we've called Douglas Elliott. He's a fellow at the Brookings Institute. Welcome to the Financial 411.
Thank you.
So bring us up to date. What has happened since the president signed the bill into law?
Well, if you're an ordinary person, you probably have noticed very little difference because it's a huge and complex sector, and the changes are going to require quite considerable time. There are literally dozens of studies that have been mandated by Dodd-Frank, and they take some time to do, and there are hundreds of formal rule writings. Now, these rules are sometimes 10, 15, 20 pages in length. I mean, you're talking about really quite specific things. So the process is long. It probably should be long. There's a lot that needs to be done and to be coordinated with other things that are being done. So I think people just have to be a little patient.
So the same regulations are still on the books. The same regulations that were on the books before the financial crisis are still in place now?
Essentially. Now, I will say they're being the institutions are being supervised in a different way and more carefully, and everyone's aware much more than they were of the way some of these things could go wrong. I think our level of risk is much lower now than it was 2 or 3 years ago. But yeah, the basic regulatory structure has not fundamentally changed yet. It's the act of putting in these regulations over the next year or two that will really change it.
One area that's been getting a lot of attention is how these regulations are to prevent too big to fail from happening again. What defines what company is too big to fail?
That's a wonderful question. We don't actually know the answer to that. And there are even some who argue that there is no such thing as too big to fail because it's not purely a function of size and you can't tell what the factors are. But that said, size is a big factor. Something that is really large that blows up is going to have a lot more effect on the financial system and the economy. But you also look at how connected these firms are with each other. So if one domino falls, is it going to knock four others over? You look at the level of risk they're taking. There are a number of different factors that need to be looked at. But it's actually a very At one level, it's a very difficult technical question. At another level, if you took people who follow this area and just had them write down 20 names, everybody would get A's.
Right.
They'd come out with almost the same list for the big ones.
Douglas Elliott is a fellow at the Brookings Institution, where he focuses on financial institutions. Thanks for joining us
on
the Financial 411. Get the 411 as a podcast. Go to our website, wnyc.org. This is WNYC.